Republican Representative Jake Anderegg said expanding the Medicaid program to cover potentially 131,000 more Utahns is not sustainable. He told members of the House to look for a better solution in Utah's industrious and charitable population to ensure low-income Utahns get the care they need.
This false promise and this false hope can be answered in us, our most important asset, our people.
The federal government has offered to pay for the first 3 years and up to 90% of the cost of expansion over time. But Anderegg and others worry a financially strapped federal government won't follow through on the promise. Republican Senate leaders aren't thrilled with the idea of expanding Medicaid, but Assistant Majority Whip Peter Knudsen says the buck stops with the governor.
I would prefer to let him not tie his hands, you know, give him whatever latitudes he needs to make his decision. And so I'm not in favor of the bill itself.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert is waiting for a cost analysis report from the Utah Department of Health before he makes a decision. Whitney Evans, KUER News.